Jasmine Simeon clicks through a computer spreadsheet.
So what I'm pulling up here is the monthly income. And this is basically just an Excel spreadsheet that tells me if there's one person in the household.
She's in charge of a grant awarded under the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, which gives money to U.S. communities to help low-income households pay energy bills. The program is divided into two types of financial assistance, crisis and regular. Crisis means...
You say, okay, I'm about to run out of fuel within 2 days, or today, or I just ran out, or, you know, my lights are going to get cut off. Basically, it's a life-threatening emergency or something that's going to damage the health of the family or severely impact everyday life. So that means that I have 48 hours to provide heating assistance to that family.
The other type of assistance is a one-time chunk of money for that year to help households with heating costs. Simeon gives out the grant based on the household's income. The lower the income, the bigger the grant. Currently, Simeon juggles between 80 and 90 households who qualify for the money based on the state median income. Simeon says that the state standard qualifies some middle-income families that don't meet the bar for other programs.
So we are able to cover a broader range of families and people, and those people who are just, who might not qualify for other assistance, such as general assistance, food stamps, and stuff like that.
Heating bills take a good chunk of a household's income in rural Alaska.
For heating costs, it ranges anywhere from $350 to $500 a month, depending on what type of mechanism you're using to heat your home.
Aniak got $178,000 to hand out. Some of that has to cover administrative costs, like Simeon's salary, but most of it will go to Aniak households. Simeon says she will also use any excess funds the traditional council has, if they are available. Simeon says applicants can apply at the beginning of October, and the program lasts until roughly July. Her goal? To make sure every family and person in Aniak can afford their heating bill without sacrificing other necessities.
I encourage people always to call me, and, you know, I tell them, it doesn't hurt to call. You can call me and say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be eligible, and I tell them, okay, how much do you think you make? And then I can pull up my income matrix and say, okay, yeah, come apply. We'll see what we can do. Because the main object of LIHEAP is to reduce and improve your quality of life.
Simeon says that she visits elders in their homes and talks to people in the grocery stores about the program as well. To apply, she says people should visit her office in the Aniak Traditional Council building. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger reporting in Aniak.